Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the absolutely amazing Autumn Eve.
Hey, this is Autumn Eve, and if you're going to rock, rock for him.
So hello and welcome to the Rock for Him podcast. Once again, I'm Sand Shoes. That's Kira. That's Autumn. We've already been talking for like 10 minutes. So just to catch the recording up, Autumn moved to Nashville. Kira's in Dayton. I'm up here near Flint. We're all doing fantastic and I feel like an idiot.
No.
We are a professional podcast. Not really.
Anyways,
sorry to interrupt. I was just like, I looked up and like, I don't see the little flashing light on my screen. No!
Glad you caught it. And you know, I feel like this is one of the most condensed weeks I've ever had. Just the last 7 days where everything feels so crammed together, more so than in a very long time. So I feel like everybody I talk to, they're like, I'm trying to get my car situation fixed, or I had this happen today, or I had this, and then I was out of town. So it's just like condensed can of soup over here. So
So did you know anybody when you moved to Nashville?
I had a couple acquaintances here, and then my producer that I love working with lives here as well, from Disciple. A lot of people know Andrew's the best. So I kept traveling up here to record, and I fell in love with the city. And I just kind of knew, like, I have to be here. I don't know why. I mean, it makes sense, you know, like music and everything, but it's deeper than that. And so I knew a couple different people. And then I had been praying for 2 years in Texas specifically for friends that I could see in person, because I have so many wonderful, amazing online friends like you guys. And now I meet Kira, and it's like, I feel so connected to you guys when I see you at festivals. But I've been praying for friends that I could go to the grocery store with, or friends that I could go hiking with, have fun with, and see in person. And it was almost like those doors were closing in Texas for 2 years nonstop. And I said, okay, God, I see the trend. I can take a hint. The doors are closing. And that just usually signals like it's time for a change. So when I moved here, within 3 weeks, I found some of my best friends. And I was like, this is crazy. And there's so many female Christian rock artists here in Nashville who love the Lord, and they're all about mental health. And I was just shocked that I felt like I found my triplets. There's like a few different people that I'm like, are we the same exact person? This is crazy. So, I mean, I was not expecting that at all, just finding my people so quickly. So that was definitely a miracle that I have to keep reminding myself about, like, oh my gosh, that was a move of God. That was a gift from God. So yeah.
That's amazing. 'Cause I mean, I love my brothers for sure, but there's something different about being a woman and having those Christian sisters that are just so much alike, and you guys can really be raw with each other. That's a rare like sisterhood. So I'm really happy you have that. That's amazing.
Thank you. And then on top of that, they all like metal. And I'm like, wait, even better. Oh my gosh. Wait, you mosh? You mosh harder than I do? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. So like, shout out to my girls. Oh my gosh. I just went out with one of my friends and she invited me to the Wolves at the Gate show that I didn't know about. She was like, yeah, it's Bloodlines, Wolves at the Gate, Heal the Hurt. And I was like, I didn't even know. So she was the one to tell me about it. That was unheard of, by the way. in my past experiences, which is totally fine. Everyone's got their own cup of tea, music taste. But whenever I went, she moshed so hard, she had to go to the ER the next day. I said, girl.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope she's okay, though.
She's great. She drank fine, everything. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, that has been a new experience to find people who are extremely like-minded that I'm also, like, still in shock that we're so alike. I mean, in Nashville, the country music capital of the world, but it's technically also the, in general, the music capital of the world. So there's a thriving rock scene here. There's a thriving Christian rock community here. Rock and roll will never die. And Nashville is extremely supportive of all genres.
I'll say, I see a lot of our friends saying they're moving to Nashville or have moved to Nashville. I'm like, I need to move to Nashville. Like, everybody is there.
We all need to.
Kind of contagious, I'm not going to lie.
So, as I said earlier, you got a new song coming out at the end of the month. And I know you don't want to give too much away, and we're not going to give too much away because, man, this song is fantastic. Here's the thing. I sent it to Kira, and I sent it to Jeremy. I'm like, all right, Autumn asked us to review her song. And Kira's like, okay, I'm not too familiar with her music, but I'll check it out. And I sent, like, probably five or six other songs with it that people want us to review. And Kira's quote was, the other songs are great, but Autumn's, oh, like, I love that song.
Wow, thank you.
I really do enjoy your music. I was listening to it, like, I was just walking my dog listening to it. And I was telling Jason earlier before you got on that I feel like you are somebody that I could sit down with and you would understand me. We could connect mentally, emotionally. I could hear it in your lyrics. And it's very beautiful. And you got a great voice. And I love just your energy in your music videos. Like, you really just, I love it. You're really bold and you're free. And I love that. And I really wish I was more like that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Kira. That means so much. Like, it's still so interesting for me to hear, like, oh, I was listening to your song. I was listening to your music because I work so much. Like, I'm in an office right now. I do Lyft and Uber and, like, all these side gigs. I just delivered someone's kava meal tonight. So, like, literally whenever I, like, come back to this space, I'm like, oh, okay, I am a musician. I am, like, doing music. So thank you for letting me know that you're listening to my songs while you're walking your dog. That means so much to me.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It sounds like you're staying humble, too, and that's even better. That's going to get you further.
Amen. Amen. The Lord, he sure knows how to humble us. That's for sure. He's very, very good at that.
So how weird is it for you, though, when someone does say, oh, I was just listening to your music? Like, mentally, how do you prepare for something like that?
Oh, honestly, it just fills me with so much gratitude, and it helps me remember who I am. It helps me remember my identity and my purpose. I'm like, okay, like, my music does mean something, and if it can touch one person and I get to hear about it, that's a gift, you know? So, because my mental load has been on working and making sure, like, I'm taking care of my task or making sure, like, I'm top of mind, and I don't get to focus on music as much, but I will be soon. I'll have a lot more time this fall. Some things are changing and coming into place. Thank you, Jesus. So whenever I do hear someone like, hey, I was listening to music, I'm like, oh, like, thank you. Like, thank you for reminding me of my center, of my calling. Thank you for reminding me that I have songs out there, because I can be very, like, focused, hyper-focused, and I'm like, oh yeah, this other part of me, like, I get to be. Because I think on my Facebook and on my social media, it's like people see my artistry, but that's only one part of my day. That's only one part of my life right now, as I'm trying to pay the bills. So it's like, it's such a gift when I get to hear feedback. So it means a lot.
Awesome. Love hearing that. And I love how humble you are about it. So
I mean, like, I'm not going to gain anything from being prideful, it's just so uncomfortable. Like, whenever we step into our ego, we step out of the artistry, we step out of the Holy Spirit when we become so self-conscious that it's so unfulfilling. It makes me very uneasy. I'd rather just kind of go low and just say, I'll be grateful if one person listens,
Yeah. That is
I
one
have a
thing. No,
question.
go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay. So on your Spotify, like about you, the very bottom, it says Isaiah 54. And I wanted to ask you about this because when I read Isaiah 54, so much of me just, I wept. Like it hit me so hard. And just God, like being who I was, and what I went through, and God being like, I was mad at you, but I'm not mad at you. I love you. Like, I know how that made me feel. So I wanted to talk to you about that. And
Oh
why
my
did you put
gosh,
that
you found one of the nuggets.
on there?
So I put little nuggets out there. I kind of weave stuff into my posts, my artwork, media. I put like little subtle things out there, and you found one. So okay,
Yeah.
let's go there. I was
It's one
not.
of the best Isaiah chapters.
Yeah. So when did you read it?
When I read it originally a long time ago, but I reread it again today because I remembered being like, wait a minute. I knew when I first read that, I had a moment. Like I had a breakdown with Jesus moment because that girl is me. And so that's why I can resonate. And I'm like, is this girl just like me? Like, is she just like me? I think
I
she might.
feel it. I feel it, girl. I just
Yeah.
know. Sometimes you meet someone, you're like, okay,
Yeah.
I see you, and I feel that
Yes.
with you. So I'm excited to get to know you. But yeah, so Isaiah 54 is actually my whole life chapter. That is my entire story, is going through a ton of abuse, a ton of neglect, and walking through divorce without. No one plans on getting divorced. No one's like, oh, I'm gonna get married and then I wanna throw it all away. No, nobody ever
Yeah.
signs up with that intention. And I just really resonated with that chapter in the Bible the first time that I read it as well. And I mean, I think a lot of us women, we long for romance, security. We want to be chosen. We want to have that fairy tale. We want to have that love story. We're designed in the image of God to represent His beauty and to be cherished. And of course, we live in a broken world. We live in a world where there's so much evil and there's so much insecurity and so many things coming at us as women, us as men, and against marriage. So I just really understood from the first time that I read that chapter too, Kira, that that was actually my entire story. I said, this is who I am, and my message is going to be redemption. My message is, I have to walk by faith. I can't walk by sight. To believe that God is going to restore me, to believe that God is going to refine me, just like He did for that woman, because He said, I will rebuild you with turquoise stones. I'm going to comfort you, broken city. You've been afflicted, and I'm going to be your husband. I'm going to be that true love. I'm going to be the only thing that redeems you. And girl, it's been a long road. I didn't understand it. I didn't have any kind of light bulb moment of like, oh, I'm healed now. I didn't have that moment of, oh, everything's totally fine. Everything's totally better. And some people do have those emotional miracles. And for me, it's been a very long process of inner healing and working through trauma, cutting down lies to really say, okay, God, I trust you. Okay, God, you can heal my heart. You can take care of my inner child. And it still is a daily battle sometimes when the enemy's coming at me and he's saying, this is who you are, or you're always going to be sad, or you're always going to be that divorced woman. And it's so not true. Like, I have to fight so hard to believe the truth and to let that in. So that's a little bit of the whole story of the Isaiah 54, believing for redemption.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. If you're
Yes.
anything like me, you'll get in your head and those overthinking thoughts. Oh, and it's a war. It is a war. But then reading something like Isaiah 54, that's honestly something I need to start doing more, because that, just like you said, redemption and a reminder of just how much God really loves us and truly, like, his daughters, and he's got a special place for us.
Absolutely. I think where he's highlighting for me right now with Isaiah 54 and this lifelong journey is how he's not ashamed of our weakness. I feel like, so I was in Florida last weekend. I was working on some film with my really dear friend, Christina. She flew out to meet with me and we got to work on some stuff. And there was a moment where I got to go to the ocean and I sat down in the water and I said, God, I remember being here 12 years ago and I'm still single. I'm still confused. I'm still upset that you haven't brought this perfect redemption the way that I dream it, the way that I think it's going to happen, you know, like all of my plans. And I feel like God said, oh my gosh, I have so much compassion. This has been a long road. And he started to pour these waves over me as I'm sitting in the ocean at Cocoa Beach. And I just saw waves of compassion. I saw waves of grace. I saw waves of mercy that I hadn't had for myself, because I had put so much expectations on myself. I should have had this figured out by now. I should be emotionally perfect and spiritually perfect by now. I should be so much farther along and so much more secure. Like, I had all these expectations of myself, but I'm like looking at my life, looking at these decades. And he was like, oh, hon, I love you so much. And like, he just started pouring out wave after wave of peace. And I just got a little bit deeper into his heart for me. Don't have it all figured out, that's for sure. But I did get to encounter a little bit more of his sovereignty, his love, and his approval in me for all of my messiness, mistakes, and hope deferred. So that was a really cool experience. And that's kind of where I'm at right now with Isaiah 54.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful.
I feel like, as a guy, I just need to be quiet and just let you ladies talk, and I'll just sit here and smile and nod. Talk amongst yourselves.
You know, I was actually, like, curious what you were thinking as well, Sam Shoes. You know, I didn't want to make it all about, like, a girl-to-girl conversation.
But no, I'm fine with that. I mean, honestly, but no, a lot of what you said makes so much sense. I mean, not only for women, but for men. I mean, if you really look at it, it's, you know, it's written to all of God's children, so we can all take something out of that, so it's perfect. I mean,
yeah.
And I was sitting here thinking, your music has this journey to it, mm-hmm. that if you really look at it, you can see, because I'm sitting here looking at it going, okay, the first song we got from you was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, yeah. And then you became Courageous. And then you make you mad, and then you get a little better.
Courageous, the first one.
What, Courageous was the first one? Mm-hmm. I think the first one we got was the Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and then we got Courageous from you. Mm-hmm. And then getting better, and now You Matter. It's like this journey that your life is going on. Like, is that intentional, how you're putting these out, or is it just like a God thing where he's like, all right, I'm putting this on you now, and it's showing his story through you?
Thank you so much for noticing. Like, I feel so seen. So I've always had so many ideas in my heart for different songs. Like, okay, this is a good war song, this is a good fight song, this is a good grieving song, this is a good hope song or a worship song. So I have a bajillion ideas for songs, and this is just kind of the natural process that they have been released. Like, there's no specific order, but I did feel in my heart that I have been wanting to bring a little bit more balance to the songs that I release in general. So with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Make You Mad, with Courageous, those are all really good fight songs, grieving songs, and helping people come out of narcissistic abuse. Whenever you hear lyrics that are truth cutting. They're able to bring clarity, you know. So that's the purpose of those songs. But I said, you know, I think it's time to release something lighter, something that is more encouraging, because my number one gift really is encouragement. And I've had a lot of interesting feedback over the years from different people in the Christian rock community saying, like, hey, like, where's the worship, you know? And my response has always been, like, I definitely love worship music, and my heart is to help those going through abuse. But at the same time, though, I still want to release worship music. I still want to do a full worship album one day, you know? So You Matter really is that first step in a multifaceted direction. And it's entirely written from the Father's narrative. So every lyric is actually not coming from me or a person, but it's coming from the Father's perspective. So there is like a unintentional development of going from that place of grief, going from that place of intense abuse and having to figure it out, going through the confusion, and you're getting better, but then you have to remember your identity. And God is like, let me help you remember how loved you are. Let me shower my grace on you. Let me just pour out my encouragement, because we need that as survivors. A lot of us didn't have any kind of voice or parent tell us the truth about how valuable we are. So that's kind of a natural progression. And I always want to release a ton of different kinds of songs over time.
I could definitely see your story playing out through all these songs. Just that progression is so beautiful. Like, I love it. So, and as far as Kira finding nuggets of what you post, that is what she does. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She is our researcher. Not because we asked her to, because that's who she is. She will pull out stuff that you're like, how did you find that? So,
That's so cool.
That He's is talking so cool. to you.
That means a lot, honestly, because, you know, so many times in a lot of artist journeys, we don't know if people are listening. We don't know if our music is impacting lives, and sometimes we might get feedback, which is great. So, it just means a lot. It's like, okay, this is working.
Well, I think it's all about relatable. We all want to be relatable, right? We all want to be seen and heard. And when we can find something that we enjoy the sound or the way it looks or whatever it is, and then it actually is relatable, it hits us on a different chord. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, like, I already like this girl, but now I love this girl. And now after speaking with you, I really needed this tonight, just to meet you and hear all this. So thank you. Like, I really needed this.
Yes. I've been so looking forward to you coming on this podcast again with y'all. And I mean, I always feel so encouraged after we get to chat or talk about music. So I was like, yes, this is happening.
Well, I mean, we intentionally try to make this like you're just talking to friends. You know, so many people come on and they're like, oh, I need a list of questions. I'm like, we don't have lists of questions. We just sit here and talk. As, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what we do. You know, we're here to encourage you. You know, yes, we're fans of your music. We're fans of you, but we're also your friend. We want to encourage you and be there for you. So,
yes, I need it. Let me tell you, I've never had this much spiritual attack on a release ever. I've never had this many specific darts come at me from all different sides last week and today. I said, wow, this song, okay, this song must be different and gonna help a lot of people to have this much pushback from the darkness.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
gonna be awesome. I can't wait for the release date. It feels like it's so far away. I was like thinking in my head that it was already July, and I was like, why isn't the song like already out? Like, I know what this song is.
Yes, you've heard it.
Yes.
But I won't tell anyone. I won't tell anyone.
Yes, and as I always like to share, there is a hidden prayer inside the song. So I am praying for every listener, even though it's inaudible, it is woven within the tracks. And this song is interesting because It is written in 4/4/4 hertz. So it's an interesting tuning. It's a different style of tuning. So I don't know. I just always feel a little bit lighter after I hear music in a very specific tuning.
I love you even more now. See? This is awesome. You're so smart. You're doing it all the right ways.
Okay.
Once again, I'm going to sit back and just let you ladies talk. This is awesome.
Be careful, because I could go forever.
Shutting off my mic. No.
No.
So you're saying you were under some spiritual attack so over the song. Like, what have you been going through? So, I mean, while we do see a lot online, you don't post a lot on Facebook. You don't share a lot of it, but what has been going on? Like, talk to us.
Yeah, I'll be very, very real with y'all. So when I was in Florida with Christina, the Lord was telling me, because I'm so busy, so, so busy. He said, Autumn, I'm going to fill in the gaps on the artistry for this. And I was so comforted by that word, where I just felt like, okay, I don't have to have a perfect project completely planned out, because I love to plan, but he was just saying, I'm going to help you with the shoot, because we went to film. Well, at this amazing Airbnb that we rented out, it was in a beautiful, safe neighborhood, and there were two amazing abandoned buildings. So we got to go to those, and I mean, it was just incredibly specific. There was a, I'll share this. Leading up to the shoot for about a month, I kept seeing different weeds pop up in the cracks in the pavement, or I saw different ivy that was growing onto the freeway, and it looks like, oh yeah, it's not supposed to be there, or it doesn't belong there, it's a weed, you know? But I felt like God was saying, Autumn, like, take pictures of these things that are growing in the most impossible places. Take pictures of the ivy that's going through the lattice in the middle of the city, next to the dumpster, where it doesn't have the soil it needs. It doesn't have other plants around it. It's not in the forest. And he was like, that is a picture of your song. Like, people look at that like, oh, that's something to kill. That's something to rip out of the ground and throw away. But no, like, it matters. Like, God sees us growing in the most impossible places, and it matters to him. So I've been posting that for about a month. We go to Florida. This really safe, abandoned house in a wonderful neighborhood. It had a beautiful flower growing in the concrete foundation in the middle of the house. I said, oh my gosh, you did show up in the artistry. You did say you're going to fill in the gaps. I mean, so we got to film with that flower in the middle of the house that was completely abandoned and broken down. And but at the end of the shoot, there was a man in a van, and he tried to harass us, and he was shining his lights, and he was just yelling, and I almost called the cops. We had to run across the street. So it was pretty scary. Yeah, I was not expecting to have, like, warfare show up in the form of a person who was in a white van. Very scary. So that happened, and then my car broke down on Saturday. It wouldn't start. And then I had some financial things come up where I'm like, oh, financial fraud. Let me shut down my card. Okay. Oh, that's going to mess up some other payments I have going on. Money is tight right now. And then I had a couple different people come my way where they were just saying some really negative things. I had to block one of them. And so that was very unexpected. I called my friend afterwards, and I had just gotten out of the car. I was still in Florida. I said, hey, like, can you pray for me? And a frog jumped on me. And I love animals. I love the tropics and everything. But when I called my friend 10 minutes later, she said, God, I pray no more frogs. So, I mean, just the most ridiculous kinds of enemy pushback and just people coming around where it's like, I know that person does not have the Holy Spirit. I'm very familiar with that darkness, and that darkness is not welcome behind that person around me at work, or, you know, like, just very specific things where I'm like, okay, I see it. So it's been a very long week, and I'm just grateful to see you guys, because y'all have the Holy Spirit, and there's something about people who have the Holy Spirit where you feel that peace. You feel like, oh, we know God, like we know His love. We know that we're stronger together in the body of Christ whenever we come together. And I mean, it feels like a safe refuge for me to just kind of like,
yeah.
You always have a refuge here.
Thank you.
And if I can give you some encouragement, Lynette Ryan just posted in the chat. She said that she's currently in a Bible study, but she just wanted to stop in real quick and say thank you to you, Autumn, for your songs. She said, thank you, sister, for helping me in my healing journey. Your music has been pivotal in this process. While I have to get back to my study on Isaiah 53:5, but I'll be listening to this later, and she thanks us for having you on.
Wow. Whoa.
So.
I love Lynette. Yes, shout out to Lynette. She's amazing. Oh my goodness. That's such a blessing. Wow, she's about to be right next to...
I know.
Isaiah 54, girl.
What's up? Her whole life's about to change, if it hasn't already.
Like, buckle up and get the tissues.
Yeah, get the tissues. I mean, that one.
And one of our good friends, our brother, Rob from Reborn, he says, love you, Autumn, and love your music.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob. Much love to you. Please send me all your links. Send me all your music. I want to listen.
Rob is good people. He's very wise. He's a good teacher.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you have questions, he has an answer. And he's really articulate. Love the dude. Yeah. Also from Texas.
Okay.
So, what comes next for you? I know the music's not out yet, but are you planning on playing any shows? I know you said you have time at the end of the summer, fall type, where you're going to be working on new stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. So, yeah, You Matter comes out on June 26th. So not this Friday, but next Friday. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'm really excited to be preparing for the Breaking Darkness Music Festival. That is August 1st in Hickory, North Carolina. So I've never played a show in North Carolina. So that'll be really exciting with a bunch of people that I know and call friends. And then in October, I get to go to Arkansas and play at Rock in the River. And that is going to be so exciting. Never played a show in Arkansas either. God's been opening up some really cool doors. And it still feels really weird to be like working so much, 12-hour days, and then being like, okay, now time to put on the dress and put on the eyeliner and go sing. So it's just a very interesting balance for me, but I'm very honored and excited to get to have these opportunities and go meet people, because when I go play a festival, it feels like a family reunion, and that is what I like more than the music, is just to be like, oh, let me go hug this person, here's that Facebook friend that I have been friends with for 3 years, and now we get to meet in person, and it's so special. So
we're going to have to get you at the Immersion Music Festival next year.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes, okay. I'm going to make that happen.
Okay, yep.
It's going to be such a great experience. We're already booked up for this year. It's on Labor Day weekend, but next year, definitely. And it'll be in Ohio.
I'm a huge planner, so yes, let's do it. Let's plan it.
All right, people, you heard it here first. Autumn Eve is the first guest on the Immersion Fest next year. She's going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I don't know where, but I'm going to be there.
It's in Circleville, Ohio.
Absolutely. Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We'll talk more about that later.
So, I was going to say, didn't you play Kingdom Come Fest last year?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not playing this year. Are you going to attend? Are you going to...
So it is one of my favorite festivals for sure, and I think I needed to kind of take a break this year to just look over my logistics, kind of go back to the drawing board, because when it comes to the planning and operations of doing a show and doing it really well, I mean, that's a lot to put together in terms of my team. I love my team, and I have to really think about like coordinating travel and hotels and gas and food. So as an artist, all of this is out of pocket. I don't have a label, and it's a really big ask for me to keep asking my team, like, hey, do you want to come out and travel? Do you want to come out and take off work from your and like take off time from your family to come and do this? So I have to be very strategic and make sure that it makes sense for everybody, because I really believe in that work-life balance that I will have this fall. I'm excited, but you just have to say, okay, sometimes we need to rest and sometimes it's go time. So really hoping to play again next year. And I'll apply it for the festival for next year.
Awesome. Maybe I'll actually be able to go next year. I say every year, I'm going to go this year, and then something always happens.
Oh my goodness. Listen. Listen, I'll be praying that you can go, because I feel like that's gonna be your utopia. That's gonna be like your homeland, your people,
I
like
know every year Jeremy tells me, you need to go. I'm like, I know, but every year something stops me from going.
Ooh. Ooh, I just pray against that in Jesus' name. Ooh. Agreed.
So, let me ask you, how did you get connected with Andrew Stanton?
Yeah, so when I first started to do music more professionally and say, okay, I'm gonna go solo and I'm gonna take a step in the right direction as best as I can, I was just kind of looking for a producer, and I reached out to a couple different people, and then I discovered that he did recording. I didn't know that he was a producer. I thought he was like full-time guitarist, performer for Disciple. But then I saw that, and I said, okay, yeah, let me send him a DM and just see what his rates are and see what the process is to work with him. And he accepted, which was like a shock. And yeah, it's been amazing to work with Andrew, and I feel so invested in. I feel like it's the best recording experience I've ever had.
And he is just like an incredibly nice guy.
Whenever you get around Andrew, you feel so peaceful. You feel like everything is calm.
Yeah.
And I feel so much. I have big emotions. I can be very go, go, go. So when I get to go to the studio or working on something, I feel like, oh, everything's so peaceful. Everything's gonna be okay.
Nice. Yeah, we've had him on twice. We've had the full band on once, but yeah, it was like we had another artist reach out to us and said, "Hey, can I bring my producer on like the day of the show?" And I was like, "Nobody ever asks that, but yeah, sure. Like, sure, if you want to, that's fine." And all of a sudden, he pops up, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, is that like?"
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm like, "Is that like Disciple Andrew?" Like. I was totally geeking out, and I had one of our other co-hosts. He's like, "Dude, calm down." He's texting me, "Just calm down." I'm like, "I can't." But yeah, he was so incredibly nice. So.
He's kind of like my cousin Andrew, so I view him. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go record with cousin Andrew. Like, hopefully I don't fangirl
That's how I felt when he was on. I was completely fangirling.
I did that. So I went to the Kentucky version of the Wolves at Gate and Hill of Hurt and the Bloodline show. Bloodlines is my favorite band of all time. And I got to spend almost an hour hanging out with them and talking to them. And I was just like, I'm totally fangirling out. Like, calm down. Stop saying stupid stuff. Put words together. Like, it was ridiculous. They were the sweetest, most genuine people in the world.
Yes. I love them so much. I haven't gotten to spend time with them, but I did get to, see them at their show here in Nashville, and the venue is only 5 minutes away from where I live, so that's really cool. But definitely, it's so funny, like how we fangirl over different people. Like, I don't understand it, and of course I do it too, but I think it's such a funny experience, because we're all people, we're all the same,
Right, we are all the same, but for some reason, right? And I have to keep telling myself, like, don't They're not an idol. They're not an idol. I'm not trying to do that. But you just, you fall in love with their music, and their music, it just moves you and soothes your soul. You know, I've had some serious God moments listening to some Bloodlines. And when I'm just like in the darkness, listening to Heal the Hurt or Wolves at the Gate, like it just, so then when you meet them, you're like, oh, what do I say?
It's personal. Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, they're just, you know, going about their day, and then you're having this huge emotional reaction. I get very awkward. I get very like, what do I do with my hands? So it's so funny because, you know, we have all of these memories, like you said, when you're going through those dark places, or you have, you know, spent hours getting ministered to by the Lord through their music. And so you carry that depth with you to that person you've never met. But then you're like,
yeah, you said it perfectly. It's you're carrying that depth. Yes, that's exactly it. And so it's like hard not to be like, we've had these moments together. You don't know who I am, but we've had moments together.
What's your name?
Hey, I have those moments too. The first time I met Zana, I literally had that old dancing thing where you're like, I carried a watermelon. Like, that was me when I met Zana for the first time. I was like, oh, I'm such an idiot when I was talking to her. But yeah. So, we started talking about your new song like 15 minutes ago, and we completely switched topics and never talked about it. Like, at all. Oh, that's why I love this show. It's like squirrel, and we're off and running in another direction. So tell us about the new song a little bit before we get into prayer, because we're running out of time already. So
yeah, so one of my favorite parts of the new song, You Matter, is actually the bridge. And I'll share some of the lyrics here, because you guys are so special, and to everyone who's watching. Like I said, the entire song is written from the Father's perspective. So you're going to hear the Father's voice for the entirety of the whole song. And the bridge says, you will find me. This is not a test. If you choose your own adventure and live within my rest. So the Lord gave me that rhyme back in 2020. And of course, 2020 was so challenging for all of us. And I think sometimes whenever I go through trials, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I being tested? And that's just some old religious trauma that I'm still working through. And so many times the Lord has shown me his love, and I'm like, oh, you're not a God who's up there on a throne pointing a finger, testing me. No, like, this is you saying, I'm your Father, I love you. You get to explore life. You get to make choices. You get to run. You get to fall down. You get to get back up again. And it's just a big open field. And a lot of that religious trauma is that I felt like God's will for me was something that I had to really like work hard to understand. Or I used to feel like, oh, what if I make the wrong choice? Or what if I get it wrong? You know, so whenever the Lord spoke that to me in 2020, it's something I've been carrying in my heart all the time. I just kept hearing it over the years. Like, you will find me. This is not a test. It's a choose your own adventure and live within my rest. And I think a lot of us, we need that reminder and that permission from God to say, oh, like, I have free will. I can choose who I want to be. I can choose how to express myself. I can choose how to portray God's image in the earth, and it's not some rigid tightrope. So that's a big part of the song. Just encouragement.
Love that. That is so awesome.
Yeah, but honestly, like, the overarching thing of the theme, of course, is you matter. And I think a lot of times we hear, okay, God loves you, or Jesus loves you. And for me, there have just been moments where I have been kind of numb to that, or it's been said so much where what I actually needed to hear was that different narrative, that different language of like, oh, I matter to God. Like, what I go through matters to him, because trauma and the enemy will lie to us, and it will say, you're alone. Like, you're broken. You messed up. And there's no hope for you. There's no plan for you. And blah, blah, blah. But whenever we meet with God in the secret place of prayer, that's when he's like, hey, I care about you. I'm crying with you. I'm weeping with you about what you're going through. Hey, you matter to me. Hey, you're a big deal. You're my kid. And I mean, that is kind of when I remember, oh, wait, God loves me. I am valuable. And he's not punishing me. Like, sometimes you can do everything right and it still goes wrong. And I mean, those are the moments where you're like, does this even matter to you, God? Do you see me? Where are you? But I mean, I think we just need that reminder right now. And if there's this much pushback in my life from the other side, then oh my gosh, I'm excited even more to release this song to encourage others to know that they really do matter to God.
And I mean, just personally, I think that this song is going to be probably your biggest song that you've released so far. I mean, the message behind it is just, like you said, it's fantastic. It comes from the Father telling, you know, his children, you matter. I think this is going to be the biggest song you've released.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, before we get into prayer, I just want to tell you, you and your music has meant so much to Rock for Him. The things you've gone through, the roller coaster ride that we've seen you go through these last few years. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And yes, you do matter. You matter to us. You matter to the listeners. Like, I'm reading the comments as we're talking, and people are just like, I love her. I love your music. So,
I mean, sweet.
So thank you. I just wanted to let you know people love your music and they love you.
I receive that. I receive that. Glory to God.
All right. So, before we get into prayer, is there any one last thing that you'd like to share with the viewers and listeners real quick? I mean, I know you've said a lot of it already, but...
Yeah, if you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I will be posting a lot of really cool videos, some brand new content, and... hopefully putting together somewhat of a visualizer or music video. So that will be tied into You Matter.
Love it.
Exciting.
All right.
Her videos are good. So people, watch her videos because they're actually good. Like, really good. And they're colorful. Look.
Yes. I think we got to premiere her very first video way back in the day.
Yes. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fantastic. That was the first time we got to do that. See? We've been tied at the hip since the beginning.
Yes, yes. I always feel so much love.
We're family.
Yes, we are.
All right, speaking of family, how can we pray for you?
Thank you so much. I feel like... Man. You know, it's easy for me to say, just pray that things will get easier. Oh my gosh, but I think... The prayer is that the Lord will protect me, because I kind of got reminded the other day from my friend Christina that I'm on the front lines, and I said, oh yeah, yes I am. I am on the front lines spiritually, so I definitely have been feeling that. So the protection, and that the Lord will provide. There's been a lot of challenges in that department, and that the song would just explode. Because I want people to remember, people are going through so much trauma right now. There's people who have never heard from their parents that they're loved. There's people who are feeling more anxious and more depressed and more just overwhelmed than ever before in America, all across the world. And so if my song can help, that is what I want. I want God to just make the song go everywhere.
Okay. For sure. Pray for all.
And
that.
Also, I feel like I just need to remind you too, as somebody who fights on the front lines quite often, it's okay sometimes to take a break from fighting for yourself.
Girl.
Because I know for me, like, I'm a warrior, I'm going to go hard, and then I do, and then I get burnt out, and then I get bitter, and that's a bad place to be, and I'm actually currently in a hiatus because I have to protect myself for a moment.
Thank you
for saying. So it's okay. Yeah, just know that. It's okay to take a break.
Yes, I received that, and that is confirmation, bro.
I mean, speaking of that, Kira, like, I see your videos, and I've been wanting to reach out, but I also don't want to overwhelm you. Like, Kira, are you okay? What can I do? How can I pray? I'm just like, all right, I need to step back, let her deal, but you know that I'm always here for you, no matter what you need.
I'm good. Thank you. And this tonight has just blessed me immensely, and God has spoken to me through this so heavily, so everything is good.
I'm so glad you were on then tonight.
Yes.
I knew you two were going to become besties.
I met you.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of here. So, great and heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Autumn, and I thank you for her music. Lord, I ask that you just put a hedge of protection around her, protect her, give her strength, give her peace, give her some calmness. Lord, I ask that you provide for her. You can do all things, Lord, so just continue to provide, keep her, you know, financially stable, keep her healthy, and most of all, Lord, please let this song be a blessing to you. Let it encourage your people. For those that don't know you, let them find you through this song. Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you so much for Autumn. I thank you for Kira. I thank you for all the blessings that you have given us through this show. And I ask that you just continue to watch over our viewers and our listeners and our families. But most of all, I thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, for our sins. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone in the chat. Thank you for being here and being with us. And thank you for Autumn Eve. So beautiful inside and out. It's been such an honor and blessing. And I can't wait to get to know you more. Everyone go check her out on all of her socials. Jason, always good to see you. And remember, guys, if you're going to rock, rock for him.
What you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.